That's it.
Keep going.
Stop.
Get out of the way. Move. Go. It's faster when I do myself.
Okay.
Are they almost down to her, B?
Well, I think so. It's only about 8 feet. We advertised 20, but 8 is enough. What do you think happened, Carlos?
I don't know. What happened to Angie?
A heart attack, you know that.
Do I? She's just fainted, maybe. Maybe this is all about nothing.
I doubt it, Frankie. And so do you.
What do you have to come nosing in for, Templar? B and I don't need you. We can get along.
B and you?
All of us, that's what I mean.
You mean you'd rather have left her down there?
I'm not taking this from you.
Frankie! I've got the bomb!
Oh, come on.
Come on, you guys. Grab it.
Come on.
Come on. There now. Give me a hand with the lid. You better come over here, Doctor.
Right, Mr. Templer.
There.
What is it, Doc? Is she...
Well, she's still breathing, but that's about all.
Any symptoms?
If I had to make a guess, symptoms of poisoning. Get her over to the ambulance.
All right, come on.
Mr. Templer, I'm sorry I didn't get her up sooner.
I should have made it plainer, but I didn't know who to trust.
Well, do you now?
Just who not to trust.
And who's that?
Everyone. How is she this morning, Doctor?
Oh, she's a sick girl, but she'll live. We got her in time.
Oh, I'm glad. What caused it?
Poison of some kind, definitely. I'm waiting for a lab report.
May I see her?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Templer. She's rational now. Kept asking Angie to forgive her before...
Forgive her for what?
Well, she didn't say. They usually don't. Don't stay too long.
Oh, all right, Doctor. Good morning, Mona.
Who are you?
Simon Templer. I spoke to you down the tube yesterday. You thought at first I was Frankie.
I don't remember.
Don't you? You said you were afraid you might end up like Angie. She said something to you before she died, Mona. What was it?
I don't remember. She didn't say anything.
You know what happened to you last night, Mona?
No.
There was poison in your food that was lowered through the tube. Got any idea who did it?
Poison? I don't believe it.
Well... Police will find out.
I don't want the police. I did it. I took it myself.
What kind?
Well, I don't remember, but I took it.
Why did you want Angie to forgive you, Mona?
Who told you that? I mean, you're making that up.
I'm trying to help you, Mona.
I don't need help. I want Frankie. I want him back. I want him back.
All right. I'll find him for you.
Simon, come in.
How are you, B?
How's Mona, Simon?
Better, Carlos. I was at the hospital all day. Had to wait for the lab reports on the poison.
Who did it?
Oh, it could have been put there by anyone.
To the police now?
Not yet. Mona claims she took it herself. She's obviously protecting someone, or is afraid of someone.
But who?
B, you don't have to answer unless you want to.
What, Simon?
Has there been anything between you and Frankie?
Well, everybody gets lonely.
Are you still lonely?
Jack, I got no ambition to travel around the country in an urn. That answer it?
That's good enough. If I can wind this thing up tonight, will the two of you help me? You especially, Carlos.
Anything I can, Simon.
All right. You're not closing the carnival down tonight, B.
We'll stay open if you say so.
Well, it might make it easier. Carlos, you go to Frankie's trailer while he's doing his show and take the urn. Would you mind doing that?
I'll do it.
Good. Put it in a safe place, doesn't matter where, and come back to the trailer. All three of us will wait for Frankie to come back after his show.
What happens then?
I don't know for sure, but I have a theory. Hope it's right. It's a question.
What happens if it's not right?
B, that's an entirely different type of question.
Simon, why do we have to wait in the dark for Frankie? It's creepy in here.
He might not come in if he saw the lights, B. Do you mind, Carlos?
Not a bit. The dark is a friend of mine.
I'm getting jumpy.
You can leave if you want to. I might be able to handle what I have to do alone.
Oh, I'll stick. But give me a chance to gripe, will you?
How about you, Carlos?
Oh, I'm enjoying it, Mr. Templer. Gives me a chance to feel important. I don't get many chances like that.
See, Frankie's late. He should have been here by now.
Well, maybe business was good tonight.
Well, he usually is.
Oh? Say, B, I don't want to be personal, but Running a carnival, is it lucrative?
Jack, I don't want to brag, but I am loaded.
Oh, how nice for you.
Why, last year alone, I...
Someone coming. Good evening, Frankie.
Templar. What is this, B?
I couldn't keep away, Frankie, but I brought my chaperone.
Well, get him out of here. Some chaperones. A saint and a dwarf.
I didn't choose to be a freak, Frankie. That's the difference.
What's going on?
Look around, Frankie. Anything missing?
What do you mean? The urn. Where is it? What'd you do with it?
We took it.
You took it? Segundo, come in here.
I don't think you'll need Segundo this time.
No?
Sit down, Frankie. And if you don't like that seat, I can get you a hotter one.
You think you know something?
I'm nosy, Frankie. Very nosy, as you pointed out.
What is it, Frankie?
This guy Templar again, Segundo. He's been saying bad things and doing bad things. He took Angie's urn.
Easy, Segundo. You'll want to hear this, too.
Hear what?
Don't wait, Segundo. He's just stalling. Go get him.
You took the urn.
Segundo, sit down.
No.
Segundo, wait in here. Wait in here.
Okay, Carlos, I trust you.
Good. It's about Angie, Segundo. This morning and last night, Mona was calling out for Angie to forgive her. For what? Because she'd been going around with you, Frankie, while you were married to her older sister.
I loved Angie.
And how long after she died did you marry Mona?
6 weeks.
I couldn't help it if the kid was crazy about me.
But you couldn't help it when you killed Angie with poison.
Who says I did? Where's the evidence?
You thought there wasn't any. It was almost a smart job, Frankie, but you couldn't pull anything all the way smart. It was only half smart, and that can be fatal.
If you think I'm going to stand here and listen to this
you'll
stuff...
You'll stand and you'll listen. Murderers hardly ever change tactics, Frankie. The poison showed up in Mona's stomach. We couldn't prove that on you, but there are certain poisons that can be traced, even after cremation. The kind you used is one. Now, do you begin to get the point?
It's not true. You can't trace it, can you, Carlos?
Yes, you can. I should have remembered. I should have had that urn analyzed long ago.
Now, wait a minute. You're guessing at this.
Are we? Where's the urn?
You're guessing at a motive. I didn't kill Angie. And why would I want to kill Mona?
Bigger stakes. You were after B. She was loaded.
It's all a lie. I mean, B and I... Segundo, stay away from me.
Put that gun away, Frankie.
No, I'll use it if you don't stay back, Segundo.
Frankie, you killed Angie.
I tell you, nobody killed her. She had a weak heart. That was it, a weak heart.
Segundo, listen to me.
You killed Angie, Frankie.
Stay back. Stay back.
He's going to shoot Segundo.
She never done no harm. She was so...
Stay back, I'm warning you.
She loved you and you gave her poison.
Don't come no closer, I mean it. Stay back.
She laughed sometime and she did like a little girl.
Keep away from me, you big creep.
Why, you couldn't let her live.
You crazy creep, why don't you drop? You ain't human. Keep your hands off of me.
Let go of him. Let go of him.
It's me. Carlos, let him go! Let him go!
Sure, Carlos, sure.
Segundo, are you hurt? Oh. Bad?
No.
I think one was a clean miss. The other two got him in the shoulder. Maybe he'll live. Here, let me help you up, Segundo. Come on now. Sit down. B, get a doctor.
All right.
Quite a man, this Segundo. Not so strong upstairs, but in the heart... Plenty.
Yeah, he almost killed Frankie.
I'm almost sorry he didn't. Frankie doesn't deserve to live.
Someone else will decide that, Carlos.
What Segundo did? I wish I could have done it, Saint. In my hands, I wish I could have done it.
Carlos.
I never told anybody, Saint. I never told her. She never guessed. But I loved Angie, too. Heaven help me. I loved her, too.
Just step a little closer, if you will, my friend.
You mean me?
I mean you. Hey, do you care to see the fat lady, friend? Weight 9,300 and...
What?
24 ounces.
Well, that's better.
How are you, Mr. Templer?
I'm fine. Tell me, How's Mona?
Oh, she's all right. It's a funny thing, Mr. Templer. I think Angie must have told her when she was dying that she suspected Frankie. But Mona could never bring herself to believe it. She still can't. But I guess she will. See, going in to see the fat lady, Mr. Templer?
You talked me right into it. Here's a $5.
Thank you, and the interest is straight ahead, friend.
My change?
Yeah, change. Here's your $5 back. For Simon Templer, everything is always on the house.
On the house? Yeah. Well, thanks. Say, you'd make a wonderful bartender.
Oh, now, Mr. Templer, that wouldn't be refined.
Oh, well, just a lovely dream, a wild, lovely dream.
You have been listening to another transcribed adventure of The Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. And now here is our star, Vincent Price.
This is Vincent Price inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another exciting adventure of The Saint. Good night.
This adventure of the Saint was written by Dick Powell. In our cast, you heard Mary Shipp as Mona and Sheldon Leonard as the Barker. Bob Jellison was Carlos, Ed Max, Segundo. Henny Backus played Bee, Harry Bartell was Frankie, Harry Brown was the Doctor. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Fassier production and is directed by Helen Mack. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.